I think it's like the report from Iron Mountain. I think somebody wanted to say something and get some people thinking, so he used the device.
You think that the report from Iron Mountain really isn't what it says it is?
Well, it's a novel. The guy wrote a novel.
He made it up.
Well, that's what he says. But what he put in it is perfectly true. In fact, the statements he has in it, I heard in the halls of the Pentagon at that same period almost daily. And the thing is, you see, he's taken information. Now, let's just say, like, if somebody recorded what we're saying and then decided to write a novel and use the same words. I mean, it's a device that a writer will use. But Lewin has written a very clear article about what he was doing. He said he knew this stuff. He figured it was important. It was going through his mind and his relationships with people. So he wrote a novel to say it. And it's a pretty powerful way to deal with it. And a lot of people who knew what was going on at the day took offense to that because he opened up subjects that they didn't think should be in a public domain at that time. But he said, what the hell, it's just a novel. You don't have to believe it. But, you know, but they did believe it, and it upset them.
Maybe I don't quite follow you here. It was my understanding that the report from Iron Mountain was an accurate report of what was discussed by a certain highly appointed group.
That's what the novel's about.
But a novel's fiction. There's a novel about Iron Mountain?
Well, you can have a novel in which the truth is the main theme, but there's enough fictional material in it so that the guy, what the author's trying to say is, look, this stuff is, the substance is true, but I have created a novel in order to present this true substance. It's borderline, but that's what he did. Because he didn't want to attribute it to people, and he didn't want to have to explain who was involved, whether he could or couldn't. Maybe he couldn't have done it. I don't know.
Well, I don't want to be confused about this, because this is kind of a piece of the puzzle on this whole AIDS thing. It's not directly related. It's never been connected to the genesis of AIDS, but it does supposedly reflect a mindset that was at work up here. This is a Xerox copy of a copy of the book that Mark Arnold picked up in a used bookstore. Now, I don't recall reading anywhere there that the fellow says that he couched a lot of this true information in fictitious terms.
No, he didn't put it in here. If you notice, it's only introduction by Lewin, see?
Right.
Well, that's part of his novel also. Dell?
Yeah.
Oh, well, by arrangement with Dial Press.
Now, who's Dial Press?
They're the original publishers.
Okay.
See, copyright 1967. Now, when did Dell print it?
I don't know. We have to look earlier.
Yeah, see, a lot of people have played games with this because it is so clever. This is very important subject matter. I've used a lot of this over and over and over again, and all I ever say is that you just can't equal this subject matter. They don't have any year on here. Guys, see what they've got. Just a minute. This might help. You see, they receive serious attention regardless of its origin. I know quite a bit about this. I got a letter only yesterday from my editor, who was senior editor Prentice Hall, and who was fired because he did my book. And we remain good friends. I got a letter just yesterday about his personal relationship, knowledge, friendship with this gentleman. And
what does he say about this so-called report?
Well, he says what Lewin said when he wrote about it. I'll have to dig out that thing I got. It's a page out of New York Times Sunday Supplement review of books. You know, every Sunday they have a review of books in New York Times. And many years later, Lewin wrote that. He said, people have bugged me about this thing. He said, I sat down to write a novel. I sat down to try to make it as true to life as I could. And he said, now people are having trouble with it because what they're doing is they're thinking that somewhere else this report sits as a report, and it's not my novel. See, well, I know another book that's done very much like this. There's a book called Zapata. And Zapata tells everything about the Bay of Pigs almost as intimately as if somebody was right there. Well, and then there's not a single word in it of editorializing or anything. They just publish that like that, put covers on it, sell a book. Well, what they should have said, they should have written a preface. Zapata is a verbatim printing of a report written by Maxwell Taylor, General Taylor, to President Kennedy. And in writing the report, he was associated with Admiral Arleigh Burke and Alan Dulles and Bobby Kennedy by orders of the president. So the four of them sat in a room, and they had witnesses come in for a period of about 6 weeks, and they produced this report. So the report is factual. It was signed by Taylor and approved unanimously by the other people there. When you think of the four guys involved, it's phenomenal. I think you put such four different people in the same room for 6 weeks. Impossible. Sure. So the report is as accurate and as true as their knowledge of the event could create, considering that they listened to a whole stream of witnesses over that period. And it just happened that where they were working was just a few rooms down the hall from me, and a lot of the witnesses who were friends of mine sat in my office until they were called and drank my coffee and talked with me. An amazing thing. Well, now, if I had taken that report and decided not to do what these other publishers did, but put it out as a novel and sort of dressed it up a little bit more, I could have written a novel about a true report. In the case of Lewin, he maintains there is no true report, that his true report was part of his novel. So he structured it. But my interest in it is that when I first read it years and years ago, I had the feeling I was sitting down to lunch with people I used to go to lunch with daily, like the McNamara Whiz Kids, you know, mm-hmm. Ed Katzenbach and people like that, who were very important people at that time. And they were saying the same damn things that Lewin was saying in his report from Iron Mountain. So I kept thinking, you know, maybe there is a report. Maybe it was never formalized, but geez, I've heard these same things said, that without war we can't run this country and all that sort of stuff. Yeah, I've heard. And of course Ed Katzenbach was dean of Princeton, a smart man, knowledgeable guy, and then many of these other guys that were working at that in that same era up there, there were never so many PhDs in the Pentagon as there were in the Kennedy era. But what he wrote, my belief is he learned from associates and then set it down in this form that he thought he could put out without having to say, well, I got this from so-and-so, and I got this from this guy, and the report says this. He just writes the whole damn thing, says, here it is, read it. And for subject matter, it's incomparable. It's accurate, timely. He bridges the right months and years. He has the subject as stated as well as any authority could have, mm-hmm. but he doesn't attribute it to anybody. Just as I wrote that out of my own head. Well, that's his way of presenting the story, and it's a powerful story. In fact, today it's more powerful. Right now, as we sit with troops out in the Persian Gulf, the book explains why we're there. Mm-hmm. Bush can't run the country without putting his tanks out somewhere. Mm-hmm. Panama, Grenada, the desert, and the next place, I don't know where, but he can't run the country without that. And that's what Lewin is saying.
Lewin also mentions the possibility of a biological catastrophe as mm-hmm. as a means of taking all of this war machine money and put it and still spending it without war.
Yeah. And that will probably be part of the game, but I don't think that it will be part of the game until they have, and probably have already done it, you know, developed the immune technology, because overriding all of it, if I were going to write the report of Iron Mountain or the report of any of this stuff, I would make the title a very simple single word that everybody understands. I'd just say Armageddon. And it explains everything. Caspar Weinberger used to speak a lot publicly, mm-hmm. and at one point a student up at Harvard asked him if he believed in the Armageddon. He says, I sure as hell do and hope it comes right away. In other words, he's saying, my number's on there, so I'm okay.
Weinberger.
Caspar Weinberger.
Former Secretary of Defense?
Yeah. Yeah. And the question and answer is recorded.
What an interesting revelation.
Yeah.
Yeah. True.
Hmm. Well, and really, it occurs to me from a lot of things that I've known and lived through that there's a group of people that really believe it. The power of Armageddon as a philosophy, as an overpowering philosophy, is very, very strong.